This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll come up with a solution. That's what House Speaker Mike Johnson says after his controversial proposal failed to pass the House last night. The AP's Haya Penjwani has more on this.
On this vote, the yeas are 202, the nays are 220, two voting present. The bill is not passed.
The legislation that failed would have linked temporary government funding with a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Democrats overwhelmingly opposed the measure. Earlier in the day, Johnson spoke to reporters advocating in favor of the bill.
We're going to responsibly fund the government, and we're going to stop non-citizens voting in elections.
Lawmakers need to approve a stopgap measure to prevent a partial shutdown when the new fiscal year begins October 1st. Haya Penjwani, Washington.
Vice President Harris joins a live stream with Oprah Winfrey today. Oprah has endorsed the vice president. Donald Trump attends an event with prominent Jewish donors today in Washington before addressing a gathering of the Israeli-American Council. This morning, Israel's defense minister is declaring a new phase of the war in the Middle East. This after 2 days of pagers and walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah exploded in Lebanon. Hezbollah has now fired a new barrage into northern Israel this morning. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Looking at the last couple of days, it's just a little too soon to know what kind of impact those incidents are going to have in the region writ large, particularly when it comes to the tensions up at the border with Lebanon. On the ceasefire deal and trying to get both sides back to the table, we're still working at that.
They think they've found the body of the man suspected of shooting and wounding five people on a Kentucky highway recently. No word yet on how he died. Joseph Couch. This is AP News. A longtime CIA officer is going to prison, accused of sexual assaults. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
A longtime CIA officer who drugged, photographed, and sexually assaulted more than two dozen women around the world has been sentenced to 30 years in federal prison. Brian Jeffrey Raymond pleaded guilty last year in one of the most egregious misconduct cases in the CIA's history. Prosecutors say the assaults date back to 2006 and tracked his career in Mexico, Peru, and other countries, all following a similar pattern. Raymond would lure women he met on dating apps to his government-leased apartment and then drug them while serving wine and snacks. Once they were unconscious, he spent hours posing their naked bodies, photographing and assaulting them. Raymond kept a record of his crimes in his library of more than 500 images. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.